You're listening to the Parkside Christian Church podcast. Here at Parkside, our mission is to love God, love people, and help others do the same. To learn more, visit ParksideChristian.com.
It says in Scripture, "Now they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. So she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" Hey guys, good morning. My name is Rachel. I'm a student minister here, if we've not met before. I'm glad that you are joining us this morning, and I pray that you just feel the Lord's presence in this room this morning, because I believe that he is here and is worshiping with us. And I just pray that through my message today and through all of worship that he is being praised. Mary and Martha. This is a story a lot of us have heard before, and oftentimes when we hear this story, it's often told in a way that there is a good person in the story, and there's a bad person in the story, right? Martha is the one who is in the kitchen preparing food, preparing the house. Maybe she's looked at as the bad person in the story. And Mary is the one who is sitting with Jesus, who is present, who is learning, who is listening, and she's the one looked at as the good person in the story. But I don't think necessarily that this story should be looked at that way. I don't think it is a good, bad, right, wrong necessarily. See, what I think is that Martha, she was really just doing what society expected of her. Back in Jesus' time, right, women were valued to take care of the house, to be good wives, to have the children, prepare the food. And in that mindset, it's not surprising that Martha's first instinct when Jesus was invited in was that she would make sure dinner was ready. She'd make sure the house was prepared, make sure everything was set up. She wanted to be a good host, a good cook, and the person behind the scenes taking care of everything, making sure everything was going smooth. And in the society that they lived in this time, there also wouldn't have been a lot of value in teaching women, right? Education for most women would have happened within the family. They wouldn't have gone to school. They wouldn't have had really any formal education. Maybe the brother would come home, teach the sister what he learned that day. Maybe it was the father passed down some different spiritual teachings. But the idea of a woman sitting at the feet of the rabbi, listening, learning, and being present with him was really something that was probably crazy, that was kind of bizarre. And maybe she's the one that originally was the one that was doing wrong in the situation. The society might have thought that. But in fact, Mary, she dared to show how hungry she was for God's teachings. And she wasn't afraid to hide that. So my question for us all today, are we doing what society expects from us? Rachel, what does society expect from us? It's a great question, guys. I think society expects us to be productive, to have something to show for all of our work at the end of the day, make sure our checklist is all checked off. But where this gets a little tricky, I think, is that many people make productivity actually more like busyness. If we are busy, we have a full schedule, we're not just sitting around, we're doing something, then that is being productive. Spouses, kids, jobs, parents, friends, school, sports, after school activities, These are all things that are competing for our attention. And you're probably sitting here like, Rachel, I came here, I thought I could get away from it for an hour. We're going to talk about it. We're going to think about it today. These are the things that are competing for our attention. We rush through life consumed by getting to the next place, running the next errand, checking the next thing off of our to-do list, finishing the next project, doing everything we think we should be doing. And with so many things demanding our time, it's unsurprising that some things will suffer. And I think that's Jesus a lot of the time. He can easily take a back seat. We can easily put him in the back seat to all of our busyness, right? We get so consumed by what we should be doing, we kind of forget and neglect what we need to be doing. It's easy for us to remember and maybe more likely get distracted by the things that are wanting our attention, right? The things that are right in front of our faces, the things that we can see, that we can't avoid. And oftentimes that's not Jesus. He's probably not nagging us to play with him, to read him the next story. He's probably not giving us a full schedule of all of the sporting events and the practices and the games that we have to be at. He's probably not on our grocery list that we need to get done. He gets pushed back, taken a back seat in our lives, and he's forgotten about in all of the busyness. So we need to step out from what society expects from us. We need to slow down, to rest, to be present with God. We need to be like Mary, right? Unashamed to sit at the feet of Jesus. He says only one thing is needed. It said, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. And Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. In the midst of our busy lives, we can still place our attention on Jesus. We can still praise him in every moment. How do we do that, though? Well, we can continually acknowledge his presence in our life. We can be aware of the presence of God in every moment of our day. No matter how routine it might be, driving the kids to school, getting your coffee, doing all these things, we can still be aware of the presence of God in every moment. We can acknowledge God in our work, in our chores, in our time with kids. Invite God into all of those moments. And maybe even more specifically, invite him into those moments where we're frustrated, overwhelmed, maybe stressed out. Maybe those are the moments we need to invite him into. How else? We can refocus our attention to him daily. And that daily is maybe more like 100 times a day, for me at least. And something that helps me do that is a prayer kind of like this. Lord, help me. I have a lot of things to get done, but give me patience to hear what is being said. Help me to see and know those around me, and help me be aware of your presence today. So that's a prayer that I've been praying a lot these past couple months. If you know anything about student ministry summer, it typically involves 2 to 3 weeks of summer camps or CIYs, a pretty crazy time, pretty hectic. Also, we have mega camp in there. Also this year, I had some pretty fun, crazy interns that were with me a lot. I also have some work projects at the house that we are doing some different things there. And then just the daily routine, family, friends. It's a lot. It's busy. It's crazy. And many times throughout my day, I need to recenter. I need to refocus on Christ. Even this morning, I'm sitting here in first service. I sit down. I kick my coffee cup over. oh man, do I have enough time before I go up to speak to get paper towels to do this, to do that, to make sure it's cleaned up, all this. And I'm frazzled and I'm stressed. I just think, God, help me through this moment. Just let me get through this. And then the person behind me says, Rachel, I'm going to clean up for you. Don't worry about it. I got it. So I got to recenter, refocus on Christ, and I was served in that moment. But that's what we have to do in really every moment of life. We have to recenter and refocus. It's not easy. We get distracted, caught up in life. But he is the one thing that is necessary. Right? Even in these busy seasons of life, and maybe you're like me, and you're like, busy season? It's like busy every season, right? We need to surrender ourselves before him. We might not have time every day to sit down, read a full chapter of scripture. We might not have time to sit and be in his presence for 30 minutes, pray for 30 minutes, and do all these things that check off our list of being that good Christian that we hear about, right? We might not have time for that. And I think that's okay. But we can faithfully follow Jesus right where we're at. We must give it all to him and ask that he works through us. Help us to keep the right attitude, to be emotionally healthy, asking him to be present in our relationships, and allow him to lead and guide us in every moment throughout our day. And through those months that I was sharing about just how crazy life is, the phrase that has been stuck in my head is choose Jesus. So I challenge you to choose Jesus this week. I'm choosing Jesus this week. I'm choosing to worship him in the mundane moments in life. I'm choosing to worship him in the busy moments of life. I'm choosing today to serve with the heart of love and gratitude. I'm choosing today to be mindful to give thanks in and through all things. I'm choosing today to love the Lord with all my heart, my soul, my mind. And I'm choosing today to love my neighbor as myself. So I challenge you, as you are thinking through this, how are you choosing Jesus this week? Feel free, steal some of mine. That'd be great. Think of some of your own. In the workplace, in the office, with the kids, how are you choosing Jesus this week? Like I said, life is busy, it's full, it's crazy, we have a lot going on. But we have a special opportunity right now to sit with Jesus, to sit at his feet, to be in his presence. A time now to choose Jesus. A time to remember the sacrifice that was made for all of us. In Luke 22, it says, and he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is my new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. So this verse, it is shared during the Last Supper, which also happened to coincide with the Passover celebration. And in this moment, or in the time here, Jesus, he is commemorating, observing, remembering what God has done, while at the same time, he is revealing to his disciples what God is doing and what God will continue to do. So we have an opportunity now to take part in communion, to remember what God has done, to look forward to see how God is moving in our lives. And we didn't have bags set out in the back, so you're like, Rachel, how are we taking communion? We have two tables up front here, so I'm going to talk just a minute longer, and then I'll pray, and then you guys can walk up and grab communion. There is a little piece of bread, cup of juice. You can come up and it will be served to you. At the same time, we're going to have a couple people around the room. So if you need any prayer or want to talk to anyone, there will be those people as well. And so I just challenge you in this time, take a moment and prepare your hearts and prepare your minds. Be present with Jesus. Choose Jesus and rest in Jesus this week. So let me pray. The band will play, and you guys can come up whenever you would like. So let me pray. Lord, I thank you so much just for today. I thank you that you are here, that you are present, that we have the opportunity to be present with you. Lord, this week as we go out and life gets busy and sports pick up and jobs come back, we have jobs and just everything gets so busy, Lord, I pray that we choose you. Lord, let us choose you in the mundane, routine moments in life. Let us choose you in the busy moments to place you front and center in our lives. That we don't get distracted by all the stress and all the frustrations in life, but we can focus on you, Lord. I pray that we step out from what society expects from us and we can be in your presence, Lord. I thank you for today. I thank you for the sacrifice you made on the cross. And just as we remember that time today, Lord, we are so thankful. We love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. You can stay connected with us throughout the week by following Parkside on social media. To learn more, visit parksidechristian.com.